So we will learn about building an effective mailing list. How do you do that? It's not only the foundation, but what is important is not the quantity of email you generate. It's about the relevant email that you generate vis-a-vis your segment that you want to target. Now, let's understand how do you do that. So it starts with compelling sign-up forms. You have to ensure that you have a very, very well-designed with a compelling message, with what's in it for customers if they subscribe kind of thing, very upfront coming out, available at plenty of locations on the websites, probably every page or every digital property that you have, there is a link given so that people are easily finding it, easily actioning it, and they submit their detail. Offer incentives. So encourage participation. You offer some this thing, sign up and avail this thing, or first order free on your sign up, or free delivery, etc. So something there for them to sign it up with you. So that's what is an incentive that you give. Third is contest and giveaways. Often create some contest for participants or offer some giveaways, and to avail that, a customer has to submit his telephone number and email, etc., so that you get that as an additional this thing. Leverage social media. Social media is a post that most people use it. Now on the social media, encourage them to get better connects with the brand, better connect with the company. And for that, when you do that, if the guy gets into an action mode, the first thing that he has to do is to provide you his email ID. So you again get more email numbers. Lead magnets, as they say, use lead magnets. So what is the meaning of it? Like, either offer something very valuable, tell them find easy checklist for your flight safety if you are an airliner, or find exhaustive menu, this thing. So get your meal booked, you know, before departure. Connect this link. So when you connect, first thing he has to submit is to give you the email ID. So such kind of magnets that you create, either exchange offer or something that is of value to him, etc. So that will compel him to subscribe to that, for which he has to give you email ID. Host webinars and events. So create a subject of relevance. Create your webinar, plan your webinar or plan your event around it. It should be such that it attracts most, or people are looking for more information. So nowadays, as you see, that AI and ChatGPT related webinars are very flourishing. So likewise, you do that. And for that, registration is made compulsory. And to register, you have to submit your email. So that's also another one. Gardening. For example, I have a simple webinar like gardening I have attended because I love balcony gardening. Now, that's my hobby. But I have to give my email. Now I keep getting regular offers. So that's what webinars and events. Collect email offline. You have a brick and mortar shop where customers are coming. Just encourage them to sign up a form, write their name, number, email. So that way you can clear or display QR code. You just tell the guy, sir, just scan this QR code. It will connect you with the brand. So, and get you fabulous offers and all. And when he has to do that, the first thing that has been asked about is name, number, and email. So that way, utilize landing pages. Create a landing page. So no more. You will often notice in the sponsored social media ad, no more. Get your deal. And so when you do that, it lands you on a particular page. That is known as a landing page. But to progress further on the landing page, the minimum condition is to submit your personal details. So likewise, there also you obtain the email. Segment subscribers from the start. When you are attempting to collect information first time, depending on the power of the brand and what you are going to offer, you can ask for additional information. So date of birth are generally asked, okay, so that you come to know the age profile, whether services, occupation, that is asked generally. Okay, family size. So those kind of details are asked in the initial phase. So that sets your segmentation parameters available to you right from the beginning. You don't have to wait for the purchase behavior to evolve, etc. Encourage referrals. Very often, time and again, create a referral program for referring a friend and gaining referral, you have to give a benefit to those who refer to you, the friends. And those who get referred, both has to have some benefit. Only then I'll be encouraged to refer. If there is an attractive offer to someone whom I'm going to refer, and in exchange, I am also going to get benefited. So create such kind of referral program. To avail that, guy will have to not only enter his email, he has to provide you email of the person whom he is referring to. So you see that you get dual advantage. So that's a referral. So we have understood 10 different ways that one can generate new email list and build his email list. We get into understanding concept of email automation and drip campaigning. So that's a drip campaign is an approach or to email marketing. As I said, we will learn about automation and drip campaign. Automation is nothing but using software power. You automate your sending of email. Now there is one particular trigger is given as a condition. When that trigger happens, automated email goes. If the order is booked, thank you email goes, or order status email goes after a few days, etc. Drip campaign means drip, means drop by drop. That's drip irrigation, as you know. So likewise here, planned sequence of email are sent to the customers over a scheduled time frame. That's a drip campaign. We will get into that and understand. Automation saves your time and you don't need an attention. Here people engagement is also less. Only one time you have to create. Now this can be for welcome message if somebody subscribes or downloads your app, or somebody gives an order, so order confirmation, reminding people about abandoned cart. So they are automated one. Drip campaign are a specific kind of course, automated email, but they are planned email with certain objective and they go at a periodicity that you have set in for that. They also are automated, but they are a specific nature. So we will learn about it ahead. They are like a little journey through which you update the consumer knowledge. So that's a journey. You make consumer go through the email message journey, and if all are attended, certain information objective will be achieved by you. Complete product knowledge or complete technology awareness, etc. So that's what is a drip campaign. This drip campaign can start because of certain actions, like somebody signs up for a newsletter. So when he signs up for a newsletter, certain planned email has to go in the initial phase. Later on, he gets synced with your newsletter, which are commonly released, etc. Or he purchases the first item. Now, when he purchases the first item, certain messages need to go to him about your schemes, if any, about how he can leverage various promotions of the company, etc. So that kind of messages go to him over a period. So that's a drip campaign. Both email automation and drip campaign help business. Automated campaign email gives a person an idea that he is interacting with the brand and brand is looking after his interests, and drip campaign enables him to not only gain the knowledge, but it is providing a customer with an information that how he can leverage the association better. So that's what is the advantage of drip campaign. Drip campaign especially creates a interesting delivery. Okay, and that content being useful, if it is, you will get better subscription rate, you will get better call to action, etc. So overall you benefit a lot out of drip campaign. So let's have some understanding about it. Some common automated email. So these are automated email. These are not drip campaign, but automated email. Could be welcome email. As soon as you subscribe to the newsletter or you download it, you simply get one. Dear Mr. Hathi, thank you for downloading, blah, blah. Our team is delighted to have you in our family and something, something. So that's a welcome email. Then comes the abandoned cart email. You have put in some item in the cart, but you have not purchased it. So you are sent a reminder over a period. After a few days, you get first email. Then maybe after a few days gap, another email. There will be a closure also, not more than two email. So then after that, they will not send you. But that's an abandoned cart. Follow-up email. Now, these are the for email which is sent as a specific action on your website in response to a previous email. So you have given certain email. This is like a follow-up. They have sent you an email. Some email has come to you. They monitor in the back end whether you have acted or not. If you're not acted, the follow-up email comes. So that's a follow-up email. This is all automated. Birthday and anniversary email, or I have left in my travel journey in plenty of hotels, plenty of airlines, hardly anybody has used. Only airline that comes to my mind is Jet Airways and later on Indigo, where at least I am getting my birthday email. Okay, but that's such a powerful tool, and I feel, oh, they care. Yanis, now look at when I'm telling you itself, there is a purpose of that thrillness, thrill that I got the Jet Airways or Indigo wishing me birthday. So those kind of the re-engagement email, you will have at any given point of time certain dormant or inactive subscriber in your list. Okay, how could you reignite your relationship? How could you make them come back to your brand fold? So these are re-engagement email. Few examples of a drip campaign, that is a planned sending of email. One could be educational drip. Now, when a customer engages with you, he needs to be educated about certain thing, about the company, about the product range, about the benefit that is available to you, him, if he becomes a premium subscriber. Like for example, I am a Grammarly subscriber, but I am using a free package. How can I become a premium customer? So for that, they will have to educate me what benefit it brings. So that's a planned educational drip. Onboarding drip. When you come to a family, when you subscribe for the first time, when you become a party to that brand. So as a new customer, you need to be onboarded. You need to be told certain things about the product, certain thing about the service. I remember five-star hotel have a scheme where you pay a certain amount, you get free room nights, you get a lot of free vouchers. Now somebody has to onboard you. How to utilize it, how to maximize your benefit. So that's an onboarding kind of drip email. They come at a periodic interval. How to utilize your beverage coupon, how to utilize your birthday cake coupon, how to utilize your free night, this thing. So likewise, drip campaign, sales drip. Their intention is to get ultimately the sale from you, for which they will have to create what's in it for him. They will have to match the need or a problem that the customer has and what your product offers and the offer that you provide, exclusive offer that will lead to sales drip. Then you have a re-engagement drip. Here, a sequence of emails sent to inactive supplier, you know, inactive database to re-engage you. You know, re-engage them. You may have to give certain additional offers, etc. But that's a series of email going to reignite a relationship. Key email matrices and KPIs. So we have understood, through an example, we have seen various automated email and various types of drip email. So now we get into understanding, how do you measure the effectiveness of your email marketing campaign? So that is what is every time there is a key performance indicator and certain matrices that come into picture. So this is what we are going to understand, so that it will help you to know. They can also help marketers to understand the audience behavior. So when you put those matrices in place and then you monitor, you are able to understand the behavioral shift or feedback you generate, so that you can leverage the root cause analysis and then you can improvise, etc. So there are many such advantages of setting appropriate KPIs and performance monitoring matrices. So when you do this, you can gain valuable insight into the performance of your email marketing campaign. Though it is most cheapest, but one cannot ignore as a fact that they also need to be monitored. Monitor for what? Data driven decisions. That's where you are not blindly taking decision, you are taking database. So some of the key performance indicator in email marketing campaign could be open rate. I have sent say 1 lakh email. How many have opened? There is also prior to that the delivery rate. It is also there, though it is not covered here. 1 lakh email I have sent, but 10,000 bounced back. means the email were turned out to be either wrong or the person has discontinued himself from that organization. So organization has blocked his email. So it will bounce to you. But here what has been mentioned is an open rate, which is how many percent, what percentage of people opens your email. Okay, there are some industry average and all are given. Every industry to industry, it may vary. One, that's a different this thing. One has to see. But open rate is a very powerful parameter. Some other industries with notably high open rates include medical, etc. So broadly, the previous slide in this gives you statistics. But as I said, not that you have to remember the statistics, but you have to remember the concept. Percentage of people open your email when it is delivered in their inbox. Okay. Average email open rate by industry. Okay. So here is the infographics that provides you. Which industries? The top three are the government, medical, dental, and animal care. And bottom three are IT, media and publishing, and games related emails are hardly opened. So they have a poor open rate. So one gets an idea about open rate as a key performance indicator. Another one is a click-through rate. After you open an email, there's a message body. And message body will have certain expected call to action. Is it taking place? So that's a click-through rate. So this is the percentage of recipients of an email campaign who clicked on a given link. Clicked on a link. Link can be a specific return link or image itself as a backend link. So how many of them do that? That's your expected call to action. What percentage of people have actually clicked? This matrices helps you to gauge how well your email is developed and how appealing the message is that is compelling them to click through. How smartly have you put in the solution to the customer problem that is compelling them to consider your product? So that's what industry, across industry it may vary, but 2 to 3% is expected to be the average click through rate. Generally, anything about this consider as a good. So it gives you a statistical idea what is better for you, what is not good. With that, you have a planning in place. Then you measure, monitor, and take a root cause action to improvise this click-through rate. Okay. Average click-through rate, CTR. Okay. It's been infographically mentioned that anything 2.6% across and above are considered as a better click-through rate. Then comes the conversion rate as a third KPI. This shows how many people took a desired action like making a purchase or filling a form. Click through is one thing, but when click through has happened, your offer opens or certain form of to be filled in opens. Did the customer do that? That's a conversion rate. If that has happened, he has fulfilled your call to action. So that is what is a conversion rate. You are given an offer and that offer for which there is a click through. All right, he clicked it also. But when he read your complete offer, did he buy or not? Or when he read your need for a form filling, did he fill the form and submit it or not? So this is what is a conversion rate. So if click through rate in industry average is 2.6, the conversion rate will be far less. Okay. Then comes the bounce rate. This is the percentage of email that couldn't be delivered. Okay, I probably jumped the gun and I told you initially that delivery rate, or it is known as a bounce rate. So that is, bounce means an email didn't got delivered. There may be many reasons why that is. Either person has left the organization, or there is an email nomenclature being changed at the organization level. As a result, they continue with the old email there for a period, but your email is now going to him when that period is passed on, so that bounce rate will happen. So this is what one needs to monitor. That will give you an idea about freshness of or utility of your data. Unsubscribe rate. It is compulsory as a per the legal provision that every email should offer unsubscribe option to the customer. Now, customer gets into unsubscribe rate only when he thinks that he has no longer any need to receive any email from you. So that itself is an indicator to you about validity of your database, validity of your segment connect, etc. So that what is that unsubscribe rate? If it is higher, then you have to relook at it and understand the root cause. So that's another one. Least growth rate. Least growth rate. Rate at which your list is growing. So various initiatives earlier we have learned that you can create your email like magnet and those things that we learned. That should lead to increase in your number. This rate monitors at what rate your email list is growing. Forward rate. This is the rate which is generally a recipient forwarding that email to others. So high forward rate suggests that your contents are valuable, and you will wonder, does it happen? Yes, everything is trackable. So that is happening. Email sharing and forwarding reach. This is the total number of additional people reached through your email. So when the forward happens, more number of people are touched. So the sharing and forwarding reach, R-E-A-C-H. So how many additional subscriber you could reach due to somebody forwarding your email to others. So that's that email sharing forwarding reach. That's another matrices. Engagement over time. Engagement over time is another matrices. Keeping an eye on engagement matrices like open rate. Open rate indicates that the customer was engaged, or click-through rate. It indicates that the customer took certain call to action. Okay, helps you to spot the trend and figure out the best time to send your email to maximum this thing. So now when you evaluate your engagement over time, you will come to know the best day, best time of the day when maximum number of customers got engaged. After studying this, you can probably plan your future campaign around that matrices so that you are expected to garner better result. Revenue per email. Now, this is a very simple this thing. I have sent 10 lakh emails. Open rate, click-through rate, conversion rate, put together generated what sales revenue for me. So that's a generation of sales revenue per email. So rupees per email. You only maybe 2% or 1% actually bought from you, but it will be converted into rupee revenue per email that you sent. So that number may be small, but it gives you the idea. Earlier, remember I took that $42 for $1 on email. So that kind of a matrices. I generate rupees 42 when I spend rupees 1 on email campaign. So that is a revenue per email. Return on investment. Overall return on investment is nothing but what amount that you spent on doing your email campaign and efforts, etc. Cost of running campaign for which the creative has to be developed and all. It helps you to evaluate. Then what the sales that you generated. So that revenue over the cost, that gives you the return on investment. So that can be converted into percentage, etc. Or simply per order, etc. You can do that. So that gives you the return on investment. That's another matrices. So we have completely understood various key performance indicators and matrices that one can use, almost 11 of them, while you practice your email campaign. So we come at the end of this chapter, wherein we'll quickly look at the summary of it. Email marketing has been having an email and sending a communication. It is not only about right content that you send, right reason for your email. You should not be looked down upon as a spamming or unwarrantedly sending email, etc. It is still a very, very valid, and it is now become in the digital age where the two-way communication has become possible. Email marketing has won the substantial attention, and people are looking at various newer ways to do the email marketing campaign. It enables business to communicate and remain connected. Relationship establishment, for which email marketing can be a powerful tool. We have understood that allows you to create a connect with your audience and help you guide them, generate them, or direct them towards your blog, direct them towards your websites, etc., and thereby increase the traffic, increase the followers, etc., which has its own benefit. We have earlier understood in social media and content marketing. You can also split your email into various segments and target users, entire list of 1 million customers, you can segregate through proper coding, and you can at the same point of time can have a multiple campaign running, etc. We have also understood about automation and drip campaign. Okay, so that being the power, we have understood various matrices that one can use in the email marketing. So with this, we conclude this chapter. Thank you.